Cinema Classics is brought to you in part by the Gateway Film Center presenting their third annual Holiday Film Classics, starting November 21st with perennial Christmas season favorites on screens every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Wednesday. Gateway has indoor parking in the OSU campus neighborhood at 11th and High. Further details and reservations online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is the award-nominated Cinema Classics.
Yes, indeed. The LA Press Club. They better come through.
We were nominated for Best Broadcast Critics by the LA Press Club.
You so got it,
in
man.
In case you think you're listening to a couple of schmucks who don't know what they're doing, think otherwise, right? Am I right?
But the real people who are producing here are coming up in the next couple of months, and that's going to be the holiday favorites.
Yeah, we're heading into the thick of the holiday movie season. All the big award contenders are coming out. So let's just focus, John, on November, because there are a lot of great films coming out this month.
Yeah, I've already seen what may be the best, but close to the best, film for the holiday season.
Lincoln.
You got it.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Our greatest living actor.
Wow, yes. Steven Spielberg flew to Ireland to get him to be in this motion picture.
Yeah.
That's how good this guy is.
I heard that he didn't take Spielberg's call at first. He turned down the part of Lincoln flat. He said when Spielberg first offered it to him, Daniel Day-Lewis turned it down, and then Spielberg had a conversation with Leonardo DiCaprio at some point and said that Daniel Day-Lewis turned him down, and Leo said, leave it to me. And then he called Daniel Day-Lewis, or DDL as we like to refer to him. And after he talked to Leo, he called Spielberg back and accepted the part. I don't know what he said to him.
Well, regardless, this film...
You could cut that whole thing out.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, no, that was cool. Regardless, the whole film is a study in politics. Having come out of our election recently, it's perfect because it shows the insides of the machinations of Republicans and Democrats trying to get the 13th Amendment passed. And Lincoln, Honest Abe, being not quite as honest as you would have thought, in order to push this through, buying votes strategically, 3-2-1, strategically placing the peace talks with the South, all of this is brought to light in this beautiful study of our arguably our greatest president.
Well, listen, if there were more guys like Abraham Lincoln around today, I'd vote Republican.
Yeah. But if there were more people like Mary Todd Lincoln, I might not get married. She was a classic depressive. The next one that's I'm seeing the screening in about a week, Anna Karenina with Keira Knightley.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is, you know, I was talking when I saw Ang Lee's Life of Pi yesterday in a screening with a Chinese scholar, and he was saying that the Chinese are so interested in Tolstoy. It's a big, so that when Anna Karenina comes, they're very interested in seeing it.
Yeah, well, it's sweeping, it's romantic, it looks epic, it looks beautiful, so it could be a winner. On a smaller scale, I'm most looking forward to seeing The Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh,
you've seen it, right?
I've seen it.
I mean, the buzz on this movie is great. Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence is a pair of mismatched, you know, people with a bunch of issues. I hear that De Niro's performing. Finally, De Niro turns in a great performance.
You are spot on. This is maybe the best romantic comedy or drama comedy
mm-hmm.
that I've seen in a year or two. And, of course, it just eclipses anything that Cooper has done in the Hangover series.
Right.
I highly recommend it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And it's not just chuckles. It's also serious. And some acting between Lawrence and Cooper that's superior.
Great. Yeah. Well, it's David O. Russell, the bad boy director, who's kind of found a groove now. He's settled down. He turned out The Fighter a couple of years ago, which was great.
Yes.
And now this. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. On the side, because she's one of my favorite actresses, Marion Cotillard is going to be in a most interesting film called Rust and Bone, in which she plays a trainer of killer whales, and she loses her legs in a tragic accident.
Well, because the whales gnaw them off? That would be... See, now I'm in. I want to see that movie.
So it does sound like Oscar bait.
Yeah. Two terrible jokes in one. Yes. That's great. Yeah, that does look interesting. What about, let's talk a little bit more about Life of Pi, Ang Lee's adaptation of the popular novel.
Yes, right.
It looks pretty stunning.
Yes, and it is. Lee has evolved into a director, a universal director.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot tell that he is Chinese from this because, of course, it's set in India.
Well, you couldn't tell he was Chinese from Brokeback Mountain.
And you're very good. Thank you. You could in Crouching Tiger, in a sense, mm-hmm. but already in Crouching Tiger, you had the idea that he was going to be breaking the bonds of his Chinese culture and moving into the world, and he has done it.
Well, this has another tiger in
this.
It. Yes. Crouching Tiger in a boat.
That's right. Thank you. So,
you know what I would like to see? Two gay cowboys and a crouching tiger in a boat. That would be an interesting picture.
It would be.
But go ahead.
But if you think about Old Man in the Sea and you think about Moby Dick and you think about Billy Budd, think about all the stories that are set in a boat and how, of course, it's just crying for metaphor.
Right.
And the tiger in this boat does that. And not only is it exciting because it's such an odd conceit, it is also so interesting because you can bring your interpretive mode to that tale, and you can see where the story by Jan Martel, which was originally a very interesting novel, and by the way, I think this is very close to the novel.
Great.
And the CGI here couldn't have been done 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You can't put a tiger in a boat.
No?
10 years ago. You can now and believe every second of that. It is just unbelievable.
You'll be shocked to learn that the tiger was in the boat. It was the Indian guy that was put in there as CGI. That's what I read. Okay. One last movie. We talked a lot about him last month. Hitchcock is the subject of Hitchcock, starring Anthony Hopkins in a fat suit.
Yes.
And hidden behind some makeup. Early word is this is going to be a Best Picture nomination.
Yeah.
It looks great. It's a behind the scenes. And it's funnier than you might expect.
It is. It's a sense lighthearted. It centers around the making of Psycho. So when you see 3, 2, 1, when you see Scarlett Johansson as Janet Leigh, you'll know they've done some bright casting on this one. But Helen Mirren as his wife,
right?
And
that's really the heart of the movie.
Oh yes,
his relationship with his wife,
yes.
who gets him in a way that nobody else does.
It is a stunning performance by him because, you know, with Silence of the Lambs, you expect him to have a certain aggressive attitude toward his role. Here he lays back a little bit, does imitating of Hitchcock because people like me have seen him on television. We know him better than we know even what Steven Spielberg looks like. But he takes that imitation and he makes it believable so that I'm not distracted by the fact that he's imitating this rotund, dry director, but rather he's infused it with life. It is really a wonderful film.
Wow. So great movies in November.
Yeah.
We'll catch back up and talk about the great movies coming out in December. And to our listeners, I would suggest listening to the uncut version of this show online because there's some good stuff in it.